With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to temporarily keep transgender people out of the military. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A divided high court ruled that the administration's transgender ban in the military can be enforced while legal challenges proceed. The court's three liberal justices said they would have kept the policy on hold. President Trump recently signed an executive order that claims the sexual identity of transgender service members conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle and is harmful to military readiness. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The public and lawmakers want answers about the problems occurring at Newark Airport.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal investigation into recent delays and outages at the Newark Liberty International Airport that lawmakers have blamed on outdated technology and longstanding staffing shortages they say had worsened under the Trump administration. Schumer is urging the Federal Aviation Administration's Office of the Inspector General to probe problems at the airport, which included a radar and radio outage last week that left air traffic controllers unable to track aircraft or talk to pilots for 90 seconds. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The deadline for having a real ID in order to fly is almost here, but Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the goal is to make tomorrow's real ID deadline seamless.
What will happen tomorrow is folks will come through the line and they will issue their ID and show it. If it's not compliant, they may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
81% of travelers already have IDs that comply with real ID requirements. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 389 points. This is SRN News. A church-state battle is taking place in New Jersey.
Christ Episcopal Church wants a permit to build a homeless shelter on its property. The Toms River City Council says no and is now trying to acquire the church campus and turn it into a public park. The council has voted to purchase Christ Episcopal or seize it under the provisions of eminent domain. The congregation says it will not sell. In fact, Christ Episcopal is held in trust for the Episcopal Church USA, which will probably wind up in court against the city. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is swiftly remaking housing policy as the Department of Housing and Urban Development drops special privileges for transgender people. HUD is reworking the Obama-era equal access rule that expanded protections to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Also covered are fair housing complaint investigations and federally funded women's homeless shelters. This is SRN News. 70,000 lollipops showed up at a second grader's home after young Liam LaFavors got a hold of his mom's Amazon account. We hear more on this delectable story from correspondent Julie Walker reporting from New York City.
He told me that he wanted to have a carnival, and he was ordering the dum-dums as prizes for his carnival. You know, again, he was being friendly. He was being kind to his friends.
That kindness cost $4,000.
I just panicked, and then when I saw what the number was, I just about fainted.
She tried to get her money back from Amazon, but the lollipops were listed as non-returnable, so she turned to the TV station for help and finally got a refund. LaFavors says her son has developmental delays but does know how to use her account, so she's now changing the settings. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.